Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are going to have a really, just really great conversation. I was trying to think of what else to say with that. I'll go ahead and get my co-host on. Miss Amy Frost, how are you doing tonight?
I'm stressed out. I can't sleep. My muscles ache. What am I going to do?
Oh, my God. I think we've got remedies for all of those things. It's all good.
My God. I feel better already.
And we've got the wonderful Miss Kelly in the house. Miss Kelly, welcome to the cafe again. She's kind of our let me fix that for you guru around here when it comes to some of this good stuff. We've got Miss – yeah, so wonderful. This is a really great conversation that we've been having that I really wanted to bring into the cafe community. And, gosh, there's just so many – little things. See, like once you find out about this stuff, you just go, gosh, how did I live my life without it? And I want all my friends to know about it because, you know, we just want everybody to have life easy and comfortable and just taking care of things that just kind of come up once in a while. So that's really
the focus of the show is about. We all got stuff that's going on, and can we find simple and as healthy an alternative to support us as we can? And we can always count on Kelly for those kinds of things.
Yeah, and just right off the bat, too,
we
want to thank Kelly for missing that. We wanted to say, you know, if you do have any kind of issues that are going on, you know, we really, you know, recommend you get some professional help with getting a doctor's consultation or anything along with that. And we really are opponents, I mean, want you guys to know that it's important to have, I think, a nice balance between holistic and the regular, you know, other medicines going out there. So just things that really can complement one another. So, you know, getting a checkup or whatever you need to do with the doctor. And then, you know, if you feel like you want to look at alternative stuff, there are things out there. So let's just say that. That took a long time. Anyway.
But I like what Paul, you know, Paul and Kelly talk about a fusion practice, about combining those two, not making an alternative, but a fusion practice.
Yeah, and we've done other shows with Kelly and Paul, her husband, about, you know, bringing Western and other holistic practices together. And that's really, I think, where we really are and where we're going in the future with how, you know, for wellness programs. It's just all in general with that. So so right off the bat, I would love for Amy to talk about thieves and you and Kelly have that conversation about thieves.
Well, and the bottom line for me is I really believe in essential oils, but I really don't understand it. And you know me, I'm going to go to somebody that I trust that has done the research. And what I love about Kelly is she does research, but she also lives it. And so there are a couple issues. We've had all these colds going around and all these craziness and sleep issues. So she brought up this amazing oil called thieves, so I'd love to have her talk about it.
So thieves is an oil. It's a blend of five oils, and specifically it's a Young Living oil. What I really, really love about Young Living oils is that Gary, the founder, his whole mission in life was really to bring the best oils possible, and he was a farmer at heart, and so he was really intense about the soil and the seed and where you got everything and making sure it was sustainably resourced. And his passion really was the plants and farming. And he was going through his own journey and started looking at different things. And essential oils were one of the things that he looked at for his own healing journey. And he came across the story of these guys in the days of the bubonic plague were going around and robbing bodies and they were apparently getting quite the loot to the point where the King of France put a bounty on their head because apparently he wanted some of the loot that they'd been getting for 6 to 12 months. And if you remember correctly, the bubonic plague was pretty fatal if you got anywhere near anybody who had it. I want to say it was both airborne and transmitted by touch. Mm. And so it just spread kind of like wildfire. And it was also spread by the fleas on the rats. And there were plenty of them back in the day. And so it took out a third of Europe, if I recall my stats correctly. And so for anybody to get away with that kind of process for 6 months to a year was pretty huge. And so when they got caught, they got brought before the King of France, who basically said, "Tell me your secret now or die." And they were a group, they were four guys, the four robbers, the four thieves, which is where the name comes from. And they were perfumers, and so they would douse themselves in the essential oils and vinegars every night and go out and got enough goods and property that they got brought to the King of France's attention. So that's a great story, right? So the five oils that make up thieves are really phenomenal for boosting the immune system, for helping the body stay as strong as possible, right? And if the body is as strong as possible, then it can fight off anything. And so thieves originated from
And you said you kind of by accident found out that it was how helpful it was in terms of sleep?
Yes. So I love my thieves stuff. I have thieves all over the place. And I live in Las Vegas, as does Miss Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And after 1 October, I couldn't sleep for 6 weeks or so because energetically, the volume at night was so loud with people who were just in trauma.
And I want to clarify for people, in Vegas, we say 1 October, and 1 October was the day of the shooting.
Yes.
So for other people out of sight of Las Vegas may not realize that, but that's what she's talking about.
Yes. The site of the largest mass shooting in the United States.
Yep.
Nine 900 people were seen by ERs that night with bullet wounds. So energetically, the valley was just so loud and so traumatized. And I'm pretty good at tuning that out. And it was so loud, I could not tune it out. And I literally didn't sleep for 6 weeks. And my husband, it was not pretty. And my husband one night, kind of out of desperation, thought he was grabbing frankincense or lavender off my oils table and just going to dump it on my feet. Because when we put oils on our, there are so many receptor sites in our feet. Our feet have 7,200 nerve endings. Our feet have 6 different beginnings and endings of traditional Chinese medicine meridians. The arch of our foot represents our spine, and so we can put the oils on our feet and it gets to our whole body pretty quickly. And because the skin on our feet is so thick, our feet can take oils that like other parts of our body might be too sensitive to. So, but I digress. So Paul was grabbing frankincense or lavender, and he was just going to dump it on my feet because we were getting kind of desperate. And he grabbed a bottle of thieves instead, and he dumped it on my feet, and I slept like a baby. first time I had slept in 6 weeks.
Man.
And we kept using it, and I was able to sleep, you know, the rest of the year. It was kind of exciting.
Really exciting.
From a couple perspectives, not only to try the thieves, and I think that's part of it too. You've got to try different things, listen to your instinct, and certainly listen to people who know what they're doing through experience and education, but also try, you know, run it through your own filters. And I think it's really important. Thank you, Kelly, for talking about the oils on the feet and how important that is. And I think a lot of people don't think about it. They may just smell it or put it in a, you know, in a diffuser, which is all great. But putting it on the bottom of your feet, it adds so much more to it. And I know husband Ross has issues with his feet, and you've been putting some oils on his feet, and that's helped him with pain that he's had. And I'm sorry, you're going to say something else?
And I just want to be really cautious that we're making sure we're getting really high-quality oils.
Yes.
There's no real regulation in the oils right now, and so if somebody says, if a bottle says, oh, 100% therapeutic oil or whatever, 100% pure essential oil, frequently the back will have, oh, coconut oil and, you know, orange oil if you're using, right? So you've really, really got to be careful about the labels. And the orange oil represented in that bottle of, quote, pure 100% pure oil can be as little as one drop of pure oil cut by whatever else they cut it by. So we really need to be really careful that we're talking about really high quality oils. This is not stuff you get at Bed Bath & Beyond. This is not stuff you get at Walmart. This is high quality oils.
And
let's
we're
just
reading
be careful.
What's really in there. That's a really brilliant point. Thank you, Miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would be good, besides, you know, you carry the Young Living oils, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Kelly would be a contact for people if they want to try Thieves and see that. What other places, if they're not able to get a hold of you, online, Thieves has their own website?
Well, no.
Yes, YoungLiving.com. YoungLiving.com.
So they do. Okay,
yes.
livingoils.com. Okay, so we've got that going on. Mm-hmm. Would they also be available, like, at Sprouts or Mother's?
I have not found those to be the quality of oils I expect when I purchase oils.
Well, if you really want to get into oils, you know, that's a whole other conversation. But I think I personally believe that the Young Living essential oils is the way to go. And that you would, and we certainly could talk about what that looks like for people, Robin. But yeah, I think the best way to start would be, just kind of reach out to, you know, to you or I or Kelly, and we can help them with that.
Because this is really about educating people, selling people on something.
Right,
this is education.
Well, this is just to let people aware that, you know, Thieves is out there and have it where, and I mean, depending on who listens to this, if you can find somebody who does, like Kelly's saying, you know, that basically does oil therapies and things like that. You can check the different brands that they do carry. And if you feel comfortable with that in your local area, might be another way that you can get that, go a little quicker that way too. So, okay.
Right.
Besides putting it on your feet, what other ways can you use Thieves?
Well, I just want to be clear, Robin, Thieves is created by Young Living Oil.
Right.
That formula. So we'll put that over there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
how would you use that formula? You can use it as aromatherapy. You can use it on your feet.
Yes.
In a bath.
In a bath might be a little much.
Okay.
Water and oil don't mix, and so when you add an essential oil to water, the water is going to drive the oil in. So if you ever get too much essential oil on you, you always, always, always want to dilute with any kind of seed or vegetable oil, coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil. Most of us have one of those in our cupboards, right?
I didn't really realize this till Kelly told me that. This is really something if you get it in your eyes, don't do it with water. Do it with one of these oils. Yeah, and especially like a peppermint. Oh my gosh. Or eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that's good to know. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so thieves have some oils that are considered hot oils. Yeah, and so if you got in a bathtub with thieves oil in it, parts of your body might be really, really, really uncomfortable.
Okay.
But don't do that.
Just
put it on your feet. And we're talking a couple drops. We're not talking a lot.
So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things you can do with essential oils, so we can do lots of different things with that, you know, in the future and specific questions.
Yeah.
But I think because the focus of the show and Robin, the benefit that you receive, I think having you and Kelly talk about the, I don't even know how to say it, that silver balm or that gel.
Yes.
That
was going to be your next thing. So.
Okay.
The last time I was in Vegas, I had just been putting a bunch of Christmas stuff away. And, you know, sometimes when people are packing or unpacking stuff, you get all that dust and dirt and things like that. And I didn't realize it, but my hands had some stuff on it. And I wound up touching the area around my eyes. And all of a sudden, my eyes started really getting irritated. And I had a rash, which felt like an infection that was trying to get into my eye. And luckily, I was hanging out with Kelly, and she wound up giving me a probiotic silver biotics. It's a silver biotic that right now you can get at Rite Aid, which is called Armor Gel. And what's really cool about Armor Gel is they advertise it as a wound dressing gel, but it's also good for bacteria issues, fungus, and even yeast infections. And when I had that, I was able to actually take that. And I wasn't really sure about the product and how gentle it was going to be. And I literally just put a little of it just in the corner of my eye so it could get into my eye. And boy, within just a minute or so, I could feel relief on it and could tell it was working. And I wound up having it by my bedside when I was sleeping at night so I could go ahead and just reapply it when I felt like I needed to. And I mean, literally within one night, I was way, way better. Very grateful to have that. And since then, I've introduced it to my daughters for different issues that they've had, and we've gotten really good results with that too. So just wanted, because it's a colloidal silver by gel that really can help with all different kinds of issues. So anything you want to say with that, Kelly?
Just that I had been introduced to it. I asked my husband, Paul, to go. We were working a convention, and I was working the booth. He wasn't working as much. I asked him to go get me some samples or buy me some or whatever. He found the prescription level, which, you know, he's a nurse practitioner. He's like, oh, prescription level. Therefore, right? So he did his whole man thing, and he came back with samples for me, and he came back with samples from the prescription level stuff. And over the course of the 4 days of that convention, Paul grilled. It turns out that the guy who was working the prescription booth was one of the founders and creators, and Paul grilled this guy 20 ways to Sunday. And what Paul walked away with, because the only thing Paul knew was that if you used silver, which had been used a lot for burns in burn units, because it had the potential to turn the skin around the wound blue. And so he was grilling this guy. And apparently what happened is they made the molecules smaller so it doesn't attach and you never turn blue, and they've created things like a toothpaste, and they've created and basically they took the silver gel and added flavoring, added peppermint oil, and so they make a liquid of the gel, of the silver also, and they make a hand cream, and we strongly recommend all of those as well.
Yeah,
as you said,
very happy with it.
They do amazing things.
So, Robin, where did you say you could get this from?
I got it from Rite Aid, and actually, when I found it, it was on sale. So, a tube of it ran about $8.50.
Wow.
And it's one of those things you just want to have as a part of your first aid kit. You know,
absolutely.
You just want to have it around. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I mean, something when you travel and, you know, just have it at home in your car, stuff like that. Just, you never know when you're going to need something like that. And it's just a little bit goes a long way, and it's very effective. So there you go. That was good too.
It's really amazing stuff. And it has the Paul Capstar seal of approval based on all of his science and, you know, ER and ICU experience with different things.
Yeah, again, if you pass that test,
they had been grilled. They had been grilled by Paul. Yeah, we know it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So my daughter's friend, Jeremiah, we were talking over the Valentine week, and he shared that there's a couple products called Caleb Trees Organic Farm, and that's T-R-E-E-Z-E, and it's based on an Amish recipe, and there were two different recipes. One was for muscle cramps, and they also had one for heartburn. And the cool thing about this is it's all organic. The one for the muscle cramps was just apple cider vinegar and then had natural ginger and garlic in it. And the combination of the way they put those things together, you would actually take a capful of this mixture and you'd basically mix it with 2.5 ounces of water and then you would drink it. And it pretty much said within a minute you would see results. And he said that it was true. Because he's had acid reflux
and all
that.
And if you want some alone time, I'm thinking taking some of that, everybody's going to clear the deck and you won't see anything.
Yeah, for sure. Between the garlic
too,
and the garlic ginger. Right. And which is kind of funny because I do like garlic and I do ginger every day. I don't really do apple cider vinegar, but, you know, there's something to that too. But he said with his acid reflux, it was almost like the foam on beer, you know, how you could see it dissolving and going flat. He said you could feel that within your body. Because as soon as you started drinking it, you just basically, he says it's not necessarily the most comfortable feeling, but who wants heartburn compared to having it where you can see you just have it subside and get out of your system. So he said it was very, very effective. And if anybody's interested in getting anything with Caleb Trees stuff, his website is stopacidreflux.com with one of the addresses.
Wow.
And he's in, believe it or not, he's in Glendale, California. And their phone number for the Caleb Trees Organic Farm is 818-247-9600. And I'm going to check their website. I bet they have other kinds of stuff on there too. And how he found that actually was a place in Corona, California called Tom's Farm. And it's all kinds of, most of it's just a lot of natural produce and things like that. And it was just something he saw that was near the checkout area. And his mom has a lot of problems with muscle cramps. And he's got definitely problems with acid reflux. So they both said, hey, why not? Let's try this. I think it was less than $10 for a bottle. And, I mean,
that's
you're
cool.
Only using, like, a capful at a time. So it's definitely something that's a good product for all that kinds of stuff. So just kind of going back to oils again with Miss Kelly. Another time when I had recently been out with her, I wasn't feeling right. I kind of felt like I was coming down with a cold. And she was so gracious to bring me some oregano oil. And I'd love for you to talk about that.
So oregano oil has a lot of immune boosting things. Oregano oil is also considered a hot oil, and specifically with Young Living oils, we have an oregano oil that is in a white label, the Vitality oil, that is FDA approved for internal consumption. Because oregano kind of gets in and just sort of cooks everything off, it's gotten a lot of talk and conversation about how fast it is for things. Does that answer your question?
Well,
yeah,
and I tell you,
yeah,
it's
sure.
There's been times when I've just, oh, my
a little
gosh.
Dabble, do you? Yeah, a little dabble, do you? Because
It really helps to clear it. And it's good to clear when something's got you, but it's also good for prevention. And, again, putting on the base of your feet, but you'd want to put it in a carrier oil because it can be pretty intense.
Yeah.
So I always always buy myself a little bottle of, like, almond oil that I can go ahead and be putting something else in so I can have it get diluted. Yeah.
And
I also
– go ahead.
water drives oils in, it makes it more intense. Vegetable seed oil dilutes it and makes it less intense.
There you go.
And I repeat that a lot regularly because our first response when something happens is to go to a bathroom or a kitchen where there's water to clean
it
off.
Absolutely. I would totally do that, and I have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
a natural thing you
think
of doing.
So I want to know, we've got a little more of a topic, I think, than we thought we could get through pretty quickly. But the one thing that I think that helps with all of these areas is going to the still point, and we probably need to do a whole podcast on that. But in talking with Kelly, she talked about the body still point and a really great tool to do that. So, Kelly, I'd love to have you talk about that and how people could get to that still point in their bodies with this simple tool.
So our bodies our craniosacral system, so the cerebral spinal fluid around our brain and around our spine, are in a closed system, and it pumps. And so when we get to a still point, that pump kind of takes a break, and it's a very natural thing. But when we get into a stress response, that pump just keeps going, trying to keep up with everything. And so we need to actively do something to break that stress response, to let the pump have a break for a minute and then go back. And so one of the beautiful things you can do is you can get two tennis balls, two wool dryer balls, something in that range, and get a big, thick, heavy sock. Pull the sock over the two tennis balls, tie it off, have two layers of sock over the two tennis balls that are close together. And then if you find at the back of your skull, so if you take one hand worth of fingers, your finger and your thumb, and travel up your neck into the actual bony part of the base of your skull, you'll find two kind of little bony outcrops at the base of your skull there. Did you guys find them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you took those two tennis balls in that sock and you rested your head on that still point inducer for 5-10 minutes, it gives your body, it shuts down that pump and resets it. So, and I'm making pumping noises, pumping with my hands. that shuts down that pump so it can reset. And it's kind of like a power nap on steroids. However, falling asleep on it, really uncomfortable on your neck. So 10 minutes, set a timer. But it also helps. It reduces stress. It helps reduce high blood pressure. It helps people sleep better. It's pretty cool.
Can you do it every day?
You can. Not more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
But yes, you can.
Okay.
So what we do, so when we have it, well, you know, you have the post, the show, and I'll put in the comments a picture of it.
There you go.
Just go out and get yourself some ball. And tennis balls are the best, or could you use racquetballs or something like that? You want something that's kind of stiff?
No, the racquetball would be too wouldn't be strong enough.
She would give too much. Yeah. So
and
tennis balls would
be small.
Better for the they're stiffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but too stiff. Okay. So tennis balls.
Okay. So you can get commercial ones that are already made as well, and I've seen some that are made out of foam that are also really nice. So anywhere between foam that keeps its shape and it has to be about tennis ball size, because smaller than that won't get the 2 points. But something about tennis ball size, and you can go up to tennis balls, you can go to foam balls, somewhere in that range. As long as they can
okay.
hold their shape when your head is on them.
Okay. There you go. Get your still point going. There you go.
The gift so there, I think we covered giving. A lot of ground. The, you know, some really simple basics that can really help you with all these areas we've talked about.
Yeah, so, you know, between just wanting to supercharge yourself with the thieves, and like I said, you know, with that's younglivingoils.com, if you want to check that out, or be able to, Kelly, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in getting it from you?
They can just give the office a call at 702-463-7707.
Okay, perfect. People can go ahead and get that. And then go into Caleb Trees Organic Farm if you want to go ahead and check that out.
Yeah. Not only just getting them, but her expertise of how to use them is really, you know, makes
the
difference.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, we definitely learned about, you know, dilute with oil, don't do water, for sure. That was one of the best takeaways of the whole thing. And your tennis balls with your heavy socks. Come on now. You want to get that power nap on steroids.
Could change your life right there.
I'm going to get that tomorrow morning and go for it. I don't know if I have any tennis balls around here. I'll have to check and see. Okay. For sure, I'll do it for tomorrow. Well, thank you, guys. We'll just have to have Miss Kelly back and have her talk all about oil. We'll do a whole session on that. And she's just, gosh, like Amy said, she's just such a treasure of information, wisdom with all that. That's something very good, you know, and that just really shows you that there's so many wonderful things out here that can really help people in just a really simple, natural way that you could be keeping away from prescription drugs and all the effects that come with that sometimes with stuff. So if it's something that can help to have a balance between Western medicine and just all the other practices that are out there. So thanks, you guys. It's been a great show.
Thank you.
All right. And, you know, it's simple and be well.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.